Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And of course, you know my wonderful, beautiful, faithful, and loyal co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes, who is always with me, whether it's in person, whether it's through phone call, or whether it's in spirit. She's always with me. And today, she's with me in spirit. She's not with us today. She will be listening to the show, but she's not with us. She's on an appointment today. But we want to say good morning to her as well. We are pastors of New Vision for Life Community, New Vision for Life Church. That's where the Lord has assigned us. That's where we minister. And of course, we are a church without walls ever since the pandemic. So wherever God sends us, whatever he calls us to do, that is exactly what we do. Again, I want to say good morning to you, all of our listeners, on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And you know me, I've got to do my roll call this morning. So therefore, good morning to Tamika, I started to say Garnes, and you know that's a combination of Tabika and Tamika, bless the Lord. But Tamika Sheldon, good morning to you, my love. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe in all that you do. May you continue as you go on in your business, in your ministry, and all that God has called you to put your hands to. May you continue to bring life to those that you minister to, and in doing so, may they also find a new vision for life. Thank you for what you've been to me in my life. To God be the glory. And then to her parents, Lester and Joyce Richardson, our longest listeners on our show, good morning to you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. God bless you, beloved. Good morning to Deacon Banks. God bless you. Good morning to Denise in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Rob Lane in Pennsylvania as well. Good morning. Good morning to Prophetess Kim and Dorn. Good morning to you. And good morning to our, praise be unto God, our members from New Vision for Life that chime in. You know who you are. Bless the Lord. Can't call everybody's name out, but good morning to you all. Trust me, I love you. I love you dearly. And those of you that are listening and who call in on a weekly basis and you don't hear me calling your name out, that's because I don't know your name, and that's okay, and I could never call out all of the names of the callers anyway, but the ones that I called out, I recognize their numbers. They're here every single week, praise be unto God, and so I just give them special love, special attention, but you know me. I love you all. I love you all. Praise be unto God. So we are going to go ahead today. We're going to open in prayer, and then I'll let you know where we're heading after that. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, and there is none like you. I thank you for this day, Lord God. It's a day that we have never seen before. Lord God, it's a day that you have made, and I thank you that because you made it, Lord God, and you made it for us, that we shall rejoice, oh God, and not just rejoice in the day, Lord God. We shall be glad, Father, glad for the opportunity, Lord God, to love you and to serve you one more day. Glad to have the opportunity, Father, to represent you and represent you to others on a day such as today. Father, we that are here on this line were created for such time as this. I pray, Lord God, for every listener that's on this line and those that are connected to them, that every need that they have shall be met in the name of Jesus. Because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love. Father God, we acknowledge you, Lord God, as Abba. Abba meaning Father. You are our Father, Lord God, and we thank you for shielding us and protecting us. We thank you, Lord God, that even, Lord God, when the enemy comes in and brings in the trials and the tribulations and the attacks, oh God, Father, you raise up a standard against him. You raise up a dam as in a flood, as we're trying to be overtaken by the waters, oh God. You raise that dam up, Lord God, and block him that he can't overtake us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever is allowed to touch us, oh God, just the way things touch Job's life, Father, whatever is allowed to attack us, Father, in the end, we are better off than when we got started, Lord God. Whatever comes our way that the devil brings, that the enemy brings, oh Lord God, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. I thank you as we acknowledge how you take things, oh God, that are meant to kill us, meant to destroy us, meant to discourage us, how you take those things and you turn them around and you bring good out of it, Lord God. And not only do you bring good out of those things, oh God, you are glorified in those things. And then as you are glorified in our situation, we are blessed in it, Lord God. So, Father, I do thank you, Lord God. I honor you. I magnify you in the name of Jesus. I magnify your holy name. Lord God, I ask you to be with us on this call. May this call make a difference in someone's life today. May a young child, a young adult, a student, Lord God, may they be blessed beyond compare. May a flicker of hope, Lord God, be placed in these children's lives, Father God. May they say, you know, there is a story that I have to tell, Lord God. And may they be willing to share that story, Lord God, and put it in a manner that others will read it, not just hear it, but may read it, Lord God, for the days to come. I thank you for expansion for our guest today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that what she has done and where she has been is still only the beginning, that there's so much more, Lord God, that is in this woman of God. So, Father, I do thank you. I do honor you and bless you. I magnify your name because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for resting here at this place today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. May you, Lord God, be the heart of our matter to begin with. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Well, beloved, again, I say good morning to you. I am so excited about today, and I'm not going to lie to you. I feel lonely when Tabika is not here with me. I miss hearing her voice saying, good morning, beloved. You know, I miss hearing her say that. But I do thank the Lord, you know, for my co-host and praying that all goes well with her on this beautiful day. Well, I know that we were supposed to continue our topic from last, talking about, you know, the signs of someone loving you. And, you know, we had some good feedback. We had some good feedback coming from that. And we were supposed to continue on today, but in my eagerness, you know, I said we were going to, but I forgot that we had a guest scheduled for today. And I am so grateful again for Minister Tabika, who is my right arm, you know, who keeps me on track, reminding me that we have a guest for today. And I went, oh, my gosh, we certainly do. And so I am, like I said, excited about our guest. In fact, I'm going to ask her, and I'll continue on, but I'm going to ask her just to press one on her keypad so I can bring her in, and then we will continue on. But I want to thank you, beloved. I see you. God bless you. I want to introduce to you, see, and I immediately am going to say minister because that automatically comes to my mind. And when I read her bio, you'll see that it fits. It fits. I'm going to introduce to you Patricia Johnson Harris. Patricia Johnson Harris. And I'm going to take a few minutes before she speaks. I'm going to take a few minutes to read her bio. Very extensive bio, very impressive bio. And I tell you, this is somebody that you want to know. This is someone you want to know. And before I forget, let me say good morning to Jackie Anderson, who was definitely very instrumental in making the introduction between me and Patricia Harris. Thank you, Jackie. You're always on the ball, honey. God bless you. God bless you. All righty. Now, Patricia Johnson Harris, she is the founder of Youth Writers Rock. Youth Writers Rock. And this is her bio. Mover, shaker, innovator, entrepreneur, author, and visionary, Patricia Johnson Harris exemplifies these God-given attributes and more. A native New Yorker, years ago she sought out a better life with her young son and moved to Baltimore, where she continues to strive as a corporate accountant. Financial expertise is only one facet of this multi-talented businesswoman. Patricia has a strong innate desire to continually uplift and promote others. She used her savvy marketing skills to help like-minded individuals grow their businesses by creating the Successful Vendors Network. This platform allows multiple vendors of different products to increase sales and visibility through a vast email distribution network. A lover of the arts, including music and the written word, Patricia felt there was a need to showcase authors who may not otherwise have an opportunity for exposure. She is the founder of the African-American Authors Expo, now known as the African-American Authors and Empowerment Expo, which is entering its eighth season. This mega event is one of the largest gatherings of authors and book lovers on the East Coast. In 2016, the Expo entered a strategic alliance with Morgan State University, which is now the Expo's host. In addition to supporting authors, she is the co-author of Amazon's bestseller, Shift On, 20 Stories of Turning Trials into Triumph. Her accomplishments don't stop there. Always looking for ways to engage youth in the community, she founded the Youth Writers Challenge, a nonprofit community-based organization dedicated to providing local youth with positive support and encouragement to groom their minds in the art of creative writing. Patricia's diverse background gives her the ability to speak on various topics, overcoming adversity, building strong business relationships, and how to create live events that attract the right crowd. Having experienced losses, her philosophy of life is to trust yourself and trust your dreams. Your mistakes can become a stepping stone to your true destiny. Some people's dreams stay in a cloud. Patricia takes her dreams and makes it rain. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Saints of God, it is my honor to present to you, and for those on the line that may know her, those are the ones I'm presenting to those that don't know her, I introduce to you Patricia Johnson Harris. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, Apostle Banks. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be with you this morning. I am so excited and truly grateful.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, after reading your bio, we are honored to be in your presence this morning. Praise be unto God. It is such an honor, such an honor. I had the opportunity several years ago to attend the, I don't know what you would call it, whether it was when you gave out awards to your youth writers. There was a luncheon, and I can't remember right now where it was, but one of the members of our church was in your group, and I came to support her. And that's when I first saw you and heard of your organization and was very, very amazed and impressed with what you have done with the young people. So let me, dear heart, let me ask you, with all of the different things that I read in this bio, all of the different things, where in the name of Jesus do you find the time to do? let's start with that, okay? Where do you,
I
a
know,
single mother,
you know, I want,
corporate?
I wonder that
care.
Same thing myself. I asked myself that same question. Then I got to the point where I stopped asking the question because I know he's going to make a way, right? I
Absolutely.
Know he's going to make a way, you know, and it's, you know, when I had started the Youth Writers Challenge, you know, I kind of, you know, when something's placed on you, you pray about it, and you pray about it, especially when it's something that was not down my lane. You know, I am an accountant by trade, but yet it was placed on me to start a program for youth in Baltimore City, Baltimore County. And I had to continually just stop and pray on it because I'm like, you know, but Lord, that's not what I do, you know. And sometimes he'll take us out of our comfort zone, you know, and have us do something not for us, but to do something for others. And Youth Writers Challenge was that place for me that was kind of took me out of my comfort zone, you know, what? 2015, you know, but now it's not just my comfort zone, you know, it's my everything zone, because I could see the impact we're having on these youth in Baltimore City and Baltimore County and the surrounding counties, you know. I can see, you know, how this program is giving them the confidence that they need, you know, the encouragement that they need, the empowerment that they need. So when I look at, okay, I still have a 9-to-5 job, you know, and then I'm supporting my husband with his entertainment company, and then I'm still doing Youth Writers Challenge and still working with Avengers Network, yes, it's kind of like, where do I have time to do all of this stuff? But that's not my worry, you know. That's not my worry. It just always works out. It just always works out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you've been doing the youth writers. In fact, let me ask you this. Tell us what Youth Writers Rock. Tell us exactly what that is.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I was hosting the African American Authors and Empowerment Expo, which was a local event that highlighted African American authors, because in my traveling with my husband and doing events, I noticed that a lot of the African American authors here that were local, that were self-published, were kind of pushed to the back of these different events. You know, they weren't in the front, like at the Baltimore Book Festival and things like that. They were kind of in the back, and I was just kind of feeling like they really wasn't given the recognition for the work and the hard work they put in to become an author. And so I started the African American Authors Expo to highlight and give local independent authors the platform they deserved. They had great stories to tell, just like anyone else. And I just wanted to give them that space where people in the community can come in actually and get to meet and get to know some of these local authors, talented authors that we had here in Baltimore. And so we started the expo, and what I had noticed into year 8 of the expo is that a lot of children were starting to come with their parents, right? And just looking around at them and seeing their faces, where they see someone who looks like them, you know, sitting behind a table with a book, sitting behind a table with ownership of something that belongs to them. And just seeing the excitement on their face, you know, was like, there's no way that I can't give them that same encouragement, you know, that same opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so we started the Youth Writers Challenge, you know, and what we started out is really just giving students a platform to creatively express their thoughts and ideas on paper. Mm-hmm. Right, and with the power of the pen. We do a lot of powerful things with a pen. You know, we're signing mortgages, right? We're signing car notes. We're signing big deals with the pen, right? So let's use that same power of the pen and put it in print, you know, and give our youth the opportunity to do something powerful. So the Youth Writers Challenge was, you know, created as the nonprofit 501c3. And what we did with Youth Writers Challenge is we went to different venues and we just invited students, grades 4 through 12, to come and be on a stage and showcase their talents. You know, it was writing, poetry, short stories. It was the art of dance, the art of music, you know, the art of singing. We just opened up the door and gave them a platform to be creative. And it was so meaningful, because around the time we had the uprising in Baltimore, and, you know, just to see our youth on TV angry, you know, and upset and hurt. Out there just trying to express how they were feeling, but not in a very positive way. We wanted to create the platform where they can still express what they're feeling, but in a positive way, you know.
Amen.
And so we would go to Majorman Mall. We would go to different events, and we would just do Youth Writers Challenge and Youth Verses and Flow, and just kind of let them have the freedom to express themselves. But again, to do it in a positive way. And that's how we really got started, you know, is right around the time of the uprising in Baltimore, because we immediately felt like there was a need to give them a platform to express themselves. You know, we know that they have a place, but it's not the same. You know, they can't be freely expressed when they're in their art class or in their literature class, but we wanted to give them a platform to really be able to do that. And that's how we started the Youth Writer Challenge.
Amen. Awesome. Now, in doing each season, how many youth are actually allowed to participate, you know, for each event? Because I know you have a different season every year. So how many youth are allowed to participate?
Currently, we have 10 students per session. Under Youth Writers Challenge, we because as more and more students did the challenge with us, we noticed that their writings were magnificent. And so we wanted to make it so that they are one of the students that are sitting down with the book when we do the Authors Expo. So we started the Youth Writers Rock program, which falls under the nonprofit Youth Writers Challenge. And the Youth Writers Rock program is a six-month writing program where we provide seven pillars to the students of how to write a book or how to get to that point where they can write a book. And so because we currently don't have a home, the locations that we've been hosting Youth Writers Rock at have only been big enough to allow us to have a capacity of 10 students. So we've been working with the Enoch Pratt Library. We are now partner with the YMCA in Towson, Maryland, who have partnered with us and provided us a space to do our sessions. So right now we're at a capacity of 10 until we can find our forever home, the Youth Writers Rock.
Amen. Amen. Well, I do pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you heard the need here, Jehovah Jireh, the provider, make the divine connections, Lord God, so that they can have a home to expand and extend this to what it is that you've given her the vision for. And I thank you for this in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All righty. So now your ages, the ages to participate in the program, I know I heard you say something on that, but what are the ages of the youth?
The ages usually run 9 years old or fourth grade to 12th grade. It's the ages that we're usually working up, yes. And when you mentioned that you were at one of our graduation ceremonies, I do remember Jackie Anderson. She is tremendous and has been an intricate part of making Youth Writers Rock what it is today. She got out there, you know, on feet and kind of just went around the city and made sure she told everyone about the program and about graduation and, you know, to just come out and support these amazing youth who committed themselves every Saturday for 6 months, 3 hours of Saturdays for 6 months straight. These youth feel like Saturday is their day. You know, they get to wake up and watch TV and have fun. But every Saturday morning, 6 months straight, they were at the library 10 a.m. in the morning before the library even opened. They were committed to be there. She made it happen so that we could have a full ballroom. So that they can see that everyone is out there to support them and excited for them. And so I believe you were at our very first graduation ceremony at the Best Western and Security Boulevard.
Right. That was it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was there, and I was so impressed, so very, very impressed with the students. I was impressed with the number of people that came out, you know, to support them. And, you know, so many broken families and hurting families and so forth. But I saw at that event mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, grandparents, you know, me being a pastor. So there may have been other pastors in the room as well. But so many people that came out to support the youth, and it was so, it is so needed, for our children, you know, to remain encouraged and for them to actually get a vision of what it is that God is doing for them and for them to know that they're not in this by themselves. So, woman of God, I truly applaud you for what you've done. And it was a great ceremony. That your graduation ceremony was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, after graduation, yes, baby, after graduation, did you stay in touch with the youth that go through? And can your, I'm asking two questions, those that graduated, not just from your program, but also that may have been in the 12th grade that year, and, of course, those that are coming up that were in the 4th grade and going on, do those in the 4th grade have the privilege to go through the program again? Is there some kind of continuation? Is there connection still after graduation? How does that work?
Yes. So right after graduation, we immediately start setting up book tours, right? We start to set up book tours because one of the pillars that we teach them in Youth Writers Rock is about marketing, you know, and sales and counting money and sales tax and different things like that, you know. So it's not just about writing the book, and we get them through that, but we also teach them some fundamentals that's going to come along with being an author. And so what we do is we start to set up speaking engagements, you know, we start to set up book tours, so that they can start engaging with the community, you know, when someone comes up to their table, you know, how do they present themselves, how do they sell the book, when it comes to the exchange of money for the book, you know, how does that transaction look like? So right after the graduation, the kids get, right after we complete the 6-month program, it goes through the publishing process. And with our publisher, that usually can take about 3 months or so for the whole editing, publishing process. So the kids get, the students get a little bit of a break at that point. And then once the editor gives us the okay, the book is done, you know, everything is in place, we start to prepare for the graduation ceremony. And then right after that, you know, we start to do these different tours. Again, just giving them that experience and the opportunity for them to sell their book. Because once they graduate from the program, they receive books that they can sell to family members. Some of the students work with their school. They do book. They do like a book signing at their school. The school does open the doors for the students to come out and celebrate and, you know, kind of see their fellow student who is now a published author. And, you know, some of the students have events at their churches. So we do support them whenever they have that little extra activity going on and just come out and support them in that way. But we do keep in touch with the students well after, you know, the program. We actually ask them to come back with our next session and kind of give a little bit about their experience, you know, and what it was like for them going to the program. And what does it feel like now being a published author, you know? So we are very connected with all of the students that have graduated the program, which is 15 today. So there are 15 students now that are published authors. Their books are in Baltimore City and Baltimore County libraries. Their books are in the Library of Congress. And their books are sold on all book sites. You know, so what we're trying to give them is not just the experience of learning these different things, you know, like I mentioned, our 7 pillars that we tried really to provide these students when they're in the program is to give them motivation to learn. You know, sometimes they can get distracted, you know, or discouraged, you know, given a situation. So we try to provide, like, you know, the motivation to open up their mindset to continue to learn different things, you know. Then we provide them in the program just like a structure, a program based on literacy, right? So the structure of the program starts with them getting back to the basics, you know. And then we Yeah. And then we try and stimulate their mind in an enjoyable way. You know, we don't make it like a classroom setting. You know, the kids are free mm-hmm. to get up, walk around, and just kind of have fun. We usually take them outside of the space we're in, and we'll do what we call an outside working lunch. So we'll go to a pizza hut or someplace fun. We're still working. We're still collaborating with them. But it's an enjoyable atmosphere for them, you know. So we really try and make the learning process an enjoyable process, and they don't feel like, you know, it's a lesson, you know, and they're gonna have to do this and I'm gonna have to write, you know. But they really control the way the program, the flow of the class or the flow of the session, you know. And so we really try and make that as enjoyable as we can for them, you know, and we give them a healthy development. We help to increase their vocabulary, you know, talking with one another. They're learning from one another, you know, and it's really impactful to see how they start early in the session collaborating with one another, you know. And these are all skill sets that will stay with them and help them, you know, through school, you know, into college, and into the work life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, while you were talking, the movie Freedom Riders came to mind. And I love that movie. I love that movie and how the teacher was able to take the negative energy and turn it into something very, very positive. And like you said, the power that is in the pen. And it made such a difference in those children's lives. And I can see how this as well is really, really giving them, you know, the hope and experience and just lighting up all of those little things inside of them to say, I can do this. I don't have to be just this, that, and the other. But expanding their mind, expanding their thought process and all. Woman of God, I applaud you. I applaud you, and I thank God for what you're doing. Thanks, those of you that are here online today. You are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And today I have with me Patricia Johnson-Harris, the founder of Youth Writers Rock, also Youth Writers Challenge is her 501c3, and you hear her sharing the multiple things that she's doing with youth ages, well, 9 to 17, at least. You're 9 to 17. You're hearing what she is doing with them. Patricia, let me say this. Also to the listeners, if any of you have any questions, any comments, if you know any students that have been through the program, whatever the case may be, you may press 1 on your keypad and join in the conversation. Ask the woman of God, ask her whatever questions that you may have about the program. Please do that. You know that with heart to heart, you know, it's your heart, our heart, to God's heart. So you can definitely ask any question that you would like to ask during this time. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Okay. There was something I had on my mind just when I said that, and I lost it. I lost it. I lost it.
And that's okay. That is okay. It's going to come back. It's going to come back.
It will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, what are your future plans? What are you expecting to see happen in the next couple? Oh, wait a minute. We do have someone, and I know who it is. Good morning, beloved. How are you, sweetheart?
Good morning, Apostle Banks and Patricia Johnson-Harris. I was calling to ask, has any of the books that Youth Writers Rock ever authored became a movie?
Good morning, Ms. Jackie Anderson. Yes, thank you for that. You know, when we were writing, when we had our first session of Youth Writers Rock, what's so great about the program is we allow the students full reign, right? They get to create, they get to decide the topics of their books, right? You know, we definitely mm-hmm. have some input and some feedback, but we allow them collectively to come up with what they think other students their age would be interested in reading or what impact would they like to make. And our group, there was a high school group of four, wanted to write a book about bullying, right? The three of the four of them had experienced it. They believe and felt that it's still very, very relevant today. And that was something that was important to them that they wanted to write about. And they wanted their book to be about bullying, but not just bullying, but about conflict resolution. You know, how do we get to the bottom of this bullying thing, you know, that the three of them had experienced. And it allowed them to open up. Each of them opened up about their experience. I think once they really started talking about it, they felt more comfortable talking about it and knowing that they weren't alone, you know, and mm-hmm. They were not alone. And so they came up with this amazing book called The Tormentors. And The Tormentors book did so well, Apostle Banks. The book did so well and received by so many that we decided to turn the book into a short film.
And, wow.
The film was about 25 minutes or so long. And mm-hmm. what that did, it not only did we have youth write the book, but now we have a cast of youth performing in a short film. So there were so many youth who got to do something that they loved to do, you know, or wanted to do and had that experience to be an author but also be a part of a movie. And the film won many awards as a short film just for the category of which it was in. But then mm-hmm. now we also take that film and we go to different schools and we show the film and we have a discussion about both. You know, we talk with the kids. We usually would bring with us someone from the health department. We would bring a school mm-hmm. counselor with us and have some of the authors
right.
and some of the actors with us as well. And we sit in the auditorium with the students and we have a discussion about conflict resolutions and how do we get to the bottom of the bullies, you know, like what's going on with them, you know, are they experiencing something? Are they just projecting anger because they don't know how to deal with something that's going on with them, you know, in home or with mm-hmm. family? So the film really takes us through trying to get to the bottom, you know, of why people have aggressive behavior and why people bully. So thank you, Ms. Jackie, for that question. Yes, that is our goal. Apostle Banks, you asked, where do we see ourselves in a few years to come? And that's mm-hmm. exactly where we see Youth Writers Rock headed. You know, we, in this current session, in this 23 winter session that we're doing, students are not only writing their books, but in the session, they're going to take that same book and turn it into a screenplay. So the students are leaving the program not only as published authors, but as screenwriters as well.
Wow.
So we're trying to move forward and go from book to play to movie. And that gives them all type of titles and screenwrites. And these are things that, you know, they're going to college, Apostle Banks. They're going to college already as a published author. And there's many,
yes.
many adults and many people who said, yes, I'm going to write that book. And it's been 10 years, and yep,
yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm
yes.
going to do it. I'm going to write that book. You know, and then you have
yes.
then you have a 9-year-old, right? You have a 9-year-old or 15-year-old who was actually written their book, you know. And that only gives us more encouragement, you know, or motivation to be like, my Lord, if they can do it, I can do it too. You know, I can do it too. And, And even in their young age, they are inspiring people. You know, they are motivating people themselves. So we're going to give that motivation with, you know, getting into being authors, you know, because with books, you know, they're forever, right? They don't expire, right? They don't go away.
That's right.
They're lifetime. So these students, children, will always be able to find that book somewhere, right?
Right.
And so we
always
want to make sure that we start with a book, but now we're actually starting to expand into plays and movies.
Awesome. Very good. I have another caller, and after this caller speaks, I do believe that you have one of your students with you today.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, Miss Kayla is going to join us today, and she's going to just, you know, to share with her experience right now working with Youth Writers Rock.
Awesome. All righty. Let me let this caller speak first, please. Good morning, beloved. Your last four digits are 8367. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
That's good. And what is your name?
My name is Kayla Mason. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Parkville High School.
Okay. That is Kayla, yes. Bless the Lord. Okay, darling, what school did you say you go to?
Parkville High School.
Okay. Well, welcome to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I just want to ask you, could you talk to us about your experience with Youth Writers Rock?
Of course. So when I first started in Youth Writers Rock, it was like my first time going. I was kind of nervous, but it was really fun. And it was, like, a lot of new people in the spaces, but they made me feel very welcome. It was very nice to meet everybody. I originally, found out about the program from my aunt because my uncle was in it. He's actually one of the writers for the Troublemakers, or the Tormentors, I'm sorry, the Tormentors.
Oh, okay.
So my aunt asked me that I want to do it, me and my cousin, and we both agreed and joined it.
Awesome. So your uncle is one of the writers from the Tormentors, and that's how you found out about the program, and your aunt asked you and your, you said brother?
No, my cousin.
Your cousin, okay, if you wanted to be a part of it, okay. And are you a part of it this year, or was this last year? Or how long ago were you?
This year,
okay. All right, awesome. What was the topic that you decided to write about? Or what is the topic you're writing about?
Okay, so Miss Jackie, she asked us, like, what was the storyline we wanted to do? And when I picked, it was kind of, like, horror, kind of creepy. It was, like, about a man, like an old man, a creepy old man, who was watching through like the kid's window, like a rich family, and he was watching through the kid's window. And the kids found out he was watching through the window when their parents went home because they were always working. So when they found, they was like, they started plotting to get the man, but like it's gonna be a plot twist. Like, was the man actually their father? Because why was he watching them?
Okay. All right. Sounds very interesting.
That's in, like, just the very first stage of it. You know, that's her. You know, so what we do in the program is we ask them, just tell us the story that you know, you think is interesting, you know, and, you know, or something you've seen on TV or in the movie, you know, tell us what you think is interesting. You know, don't put any boundaries on it. We just kind of want to hear, you know, where their mindset is, you know. And then what we do is we allow each of them to do that, you know, and kind of see where the similarities are, you know, and what each of them are saying is interesting to them, you know, and kind of put this timeline as to each one of them and if anything between each of their stories are familiar, you know. And then, but what we do is we try and pull a little piece from each of their stories, and then together we come up with the outline of their stories. And so it starts out at one thing, but by the time you finish it, it's a whole another direction, you know, that we go in.
Yes.
But all of the books that we do are eligible to be in libraries, to be in the school system, you know, and of course in the Library of Congress that we do. But it's amazing to just, you know, I get such a joy out of just listening to them, you know, just hearing how creative they get when they talk about, and they're doing this right off the top of their head, right? There's no format, there's no outline or anything. We just like, tell us a story. And it's really joyful to just hear how creative they are. You know, I believe, and I know, it's not even that I believe it, Apostle Banks. I know that every student, every child out here has something very creative in them. And it's just up to us to help them bring it out, you know. And that's exactly what we're doing at Youth Writers Rock, is we're giving them the platform to creatively express themselves and to just sit back and hear the creative stories. I just be like, I wouldn't have never thought of that. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, like, it's really amazing to hear them talk and hear them speak and to be able to do it freely, you know. So that's awesome. But if I can, I'd like to ask Miss Kayla a question.
Sure.
Of course.
So, so Kayla, do you think that with the other students that are in Youth Writers Rock, working with them is impacting you guys in terms of, you know, having new friends or making new friends, or what do you think that whole connection is between you and the other students when you all get together and start, you know, just talking about ideas?
I think that it's like building a friendship, like a bond, like outside of school. You didn't meet on the street, you met at a program, like, and we're going to see each other every Saturday. So I think it's a good way to build a bond between each other, to work with each other. I can definitely see myself in the future getting close with more people in the program.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And that's wonderful when you're having youth of like mind. You know, the stories are all different, but still in like mind coming together and realizing that you are not alone. You know, that there are other people outside of your school, outside of your church, you know, that you can have fellowship with, friendship with, and grow with. And this is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful. Kayla, I do thank you so much, sweetheart. Is there anything else on your heart that you would like to share with us?
Just that I'm thankful to have this opportunity to be in this program and put my writing skills to work.
Very good. Very good. Well, much success to you, beloved. God bless
you.
And stay safe, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Kayla.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Patricia, if you would please tell our listeners how they can reach you, find out more about the program. Would you let us know that, please?
Sure. We can be reached at youthwritersrock.com or via email, youthwritersrock@gmail.com, or you can reach us at pjohnson@youthwriterschallenge.com. I'm sorry, I apologize. pjohnson@youthwriterschallenge.org. Such a long email address that I forget it sometimes. You can find us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, Youth Writers Rock. on those social media platforms as well, and you can also reach us there. We are talking with parents about the fall session of Youth Writers Rock, the 23-24 session. So if anyone is interested in learning more about what we do with Youth Writers Rock or registering their student for Youth Writers Rock for the 23-24 session, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is youthwritersrock.com, or you can email us at youthwritersrock@gmail.com or pjohnson@youthwriterschallenge.org.
Okay. And do you have a website as well?
youthwritersrock.com. If they want to look at the higher level of the 501c3, the website is youthwriterschallenge.org. And you can always reach us by phone at 443-421-2070. And again, youthwritersrock.com is the name for all social media sites.
Amen, 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 amen. Beloved, I do thank you. I thank you. I thank you so very much for your sharing with us, for the impact that you're having on these youth lives, and I know this will be an eternal impact that you're having on them, that there's no way they can walk away from them and not be changed, walk away from Youth Writers Rock and not be changed. And to know that these are, you're actually discipling these children, these youth, you're actually discipling them, and they will go forth and help to make disciples of others. Just as Kayla's uncle, you know, was one of the writers, how he shared with her, and the word of mouth, people are sharing with one another, and other lives are being saved, other lives are being turned around, other lives, people are getting hope. And I'm not going to tell you now, I am a published author, just a chapter in a book. I was a contributing author. But when you were talking about people that for years, and I know Miss Jackie would just love to hear this, people that for years have been saying, I need to write this book, or somebody's been telling you all of these years you should write, you know, you were stepping all over my toes, okay? And I would appreciate it if you take your high heels off the next time you come this way, okay? Because it hurts. but yes, 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 yes. So definitely, definitely love the program. And saints of God, those of you that are here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, I encourage you to look up the program, find out some of the books that have been written by these youth, purchase some of the books, encourage your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, encourage them. They may not be in the program itself, but encourage them to pick up that pen and to express themselves and begin to write. And you'd be surprised of where it can go from there. Beloved, our time, we've come to an end. I thank you once again. Do you have
thank
any
you.
Closing remarks for us? Oh, you're welcome, honey.
I just wanted to say thank you, and I promise the next time you have me on, because I'm already claiming that I'll be back on Heart to Heart again to speak with you, but I will
Amen.
Not step on your toes. I promise I won't do that. but thank you for this opportunity. It's always a pleasure to talk about Youth Writers Rock and everything we're trying to do to empower our youth and give mm-hmm. them a way of just getting out of their social or economic means, you know. But thank you for this mm-hmm. opportunity. Thank you, Ms. Jackie Anderson, for the connection, and Ms. Kayla for being a part of this with me. And Youth Writers Rock, we're going to keep rocking on. We're going to keep rocking
That's
on.
That's right.
So thank you to
That's
all your
right.
listeners, and thank you for the blessing.
Amen. To God be the glory. And just let me say, I see this expanding far beyond Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have chapters of Youth Writers Rock in the different states. You will have it. So to God be the glory. He's already preparing the people that will be able to work with you in different seasons this go on. So congratulations to you. More power to you. May God be with you from now until. God bless you, Heart to Heart members. God bless you. We'll see you on next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And, yes, beloved, you will be back with us again. Thank you again, sweetie.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, love.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.